Thank you, Madam Vice President. A safe, loving family environment where individuals' human rights are respected is more important than the composition of that family. UN Women data shows that single parents, blended, extended, and chosen families are in the majority of families worldwide, and state policies must reflect the needs and realities. As reflected in the resolution on domestic violence that is being negotiated in this session, for many, home is where human rights violations are normalized and stereotypes, discrimination, and abuses are perpetuated through intimate partner violence, child and elder abuse, reproductive coercion, sexual violence, and the denial of access to critical services and/or economic resources. The majority of violence that women, children, older people, and people with disabilities face worldwide is from members of their own family, including the women and girls killed in the name of family honor. This has to end. It is the duty of states to ensure that families are not spaces of harm, but are environments where dignity, equality, and autonomy are fully respected. No one should be able to hide behind the notion of the sanctity of the family while abusing family members. We encourage states to work with communities and civil society to promote gender equality and human rights for all, so that families, whatever they look like, can be places of love, support, and understanding. Thank you.